deal that you used to eat during the weekdays. Little meal. Which is not a party, like a big thing where you can just get involved in even those what. He says, you're allowed to do it, you're allowed to have it, but it's better to refrain from the 10th hour from this month's fila, in order that you should, 4 hours, 10th hour, no, not from this month's fila, 6th hour, 12, that's supposed to get to the 10th hour, right? He's saying, he brings a Azar source. I don't know if we have the source for Shasius. It's better to avoid it, the kids are. So you should have your meal on the tailbone. So if you're just eating and drinking without sitting down, that's okay. That's no problem at all. So, but it's better to be hungry. That's what he says. People who are careful, he brings, even from the morning, are careful in this regard. They do their best not to eat too much. As of some sofer, especially during the winter. Chaznish ate before Chatzos, his afternoon meal. So, what do you think is the time of the afternoon? Afternoon meal on Friday. Even meal yet after school. Not always. Just it's all Friday here. He said after Chatzos, everyone should be careful. It's proper if you can. It's not a food.
Even in summertime, it's much longer a day, so
summertime could be yes. Summertime is easier, that's for sure. Yes, it's not us or mine.
You need that lesson, right? You should have lesson, right? That's the problem, right? Right? Mm-hmm. Also, in that is always, even the others. To be worried about the suda, no, that's a problem.
The suda on Friday. A big suda. You're allowed to eat a normal meal. But it's better to have less. Again, he says it's the 10th hour. It's 4.5 hours after Chatzos. So it's not so, you know, it's getting on close to night. But, but nevertheless, yeah, if it's in summer, you have a little bit of time. You know, Chatzos is at 11, and there's Shkia is at 5. And, you know, so wait until about 2, and then you'll leave 3 hours to. Depends on the person, though.
Purim falls on Fridays. So.
Purim is here just to bring this. Purim falls. You better have it early if you did. You didn't, though. It's better to do them before Chatzos. Right. Now, Shuddha Shlishis was Shabbos before Yom Tov. So, Shuddha Shlishis, you have no choice. Have to have a Yom Tov at night, it's the same halacha, but I gotta have it after Chatzos. Matter of fact, according to Kabbalah and Ramah, even the Chachila, like halachically, once you have a mincha before the Shuddha Shlishis. So you have a mincha halfway after Chatzos, and then let's say an hour after Chatzos, or whatever it is, then you can use the third meal. But if you eat later, you eat later. I once saw a Chiddush that if you extend your meal for Shuddha Shlishis, you eat late, like Chassidim often do. This was Shoshana 2 days. You can continue until the night. And you meal just like a regular time, even though it's Yom Tov at night and not Shabbos. I once saw someone, my uncle, who's a very big time cough, and that's what he did. People looked at him a little like. But I think it's sort of vicious as a
second.
No, not when Yom Tov, especially when Shoshana is the next night.
only
Shabbos.
That's the question.
Kiddush, you have Achim Kiddush, you have this. He came in out, and he was like, he comes out from Iran, he comes up from here and there. I don't care if there's Kiddush, I don't care nothing, I just do it, I don't need to do Kiddush till later. Like Shabbos extended, it's fine. Not just stuffing yourself for your food, whatever, but he says you can do it, it's not a problem. You can eat. So you're davening Maariv, a half hour after, or a rintah. You don't have to refrain from eating or drinking if you still haven't benched.
Is there Tosefos
Yom? The Chachila is Kedai to do Tosefos Yom, you're right, and that much he would mess up on. It's true. That's a disadvantage. And you're right, he should have it, but everyone holds Darbanim, but one should have Tosefos Yom. The Chara is like a problem.
So like this year, when it's before Shabbos.
But you see, if it's the second day Yom Tov, then the Sefer Shem Tov doesn't apply, A. And B, if it's Shabbos Yom Tov, then it's also no mitzvah to Sefer Shem Tov, because you're in Shabbos. You see what I mean? So that's why it's not a legit. It's a good thought, that's true. But there's no extra then.
So it's only when Yom second day Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, and you're going to serve.
Even then, even if second day Yom Tov falls on Shabbos,
the first day would be when you monitor the Shabbos.
No, I don't think it applies. I don't think it's relevant. Even if second day Yom Tov is Shabbos, so then two stitches that night is either Chol HaMoed or a weekday. So that's no problem. It's like a regular time. But
the first day itself.
The first day, the question is that. But right. So even if it's going into Shabbos, then I have a mitzvah two stitches. So I don't know about extending it. Maybe I can, theoretically, but I shouldn't eat. All these halakhas apply. You shouldn't be eating at all. It's Rosh Hashanah. Every Rosh Hashanah, you're eating so much. What are you doing?
But the only 2 day Yom Tov, if you've made Aliyah, is Rosh Hashanah.
Correct.
If you haven't made Aliyah,
then you have them all. Get them all. You get a big sale. You get a free extra day every time. So if you didn't do it, you didn't do it. Very often people put them, they just shouldn't, you know, people sometimes they wake up till like 4 in the morning and they say, before the Rosh Hashanah, can I still daven? Can I still eat? Can I? And they sort of drank a little too much. That's over much, but no. I guess if you're saying a virus is tefillah, it'll be okay one way or the other way.
It's wonderful.
I know, I did it a little bit this year. Didn't drink too much, bro. It's very, very beautiful. Yes. I appreciate it having you. Thank you again. So, again, the 10th hour is 4 hours after halachic hours after chatzos, right? Because chatzos is the 6th hour, 4 halachic hours after chatzos. That's how it works, and. I think so. If I remember right. Right, because 10 until 12 is 2.5, 2. It should be 2. Nichatan, I think, is 2.5 hours before the Shkia. So, 10th hour, I don't think it's Nichatan, it might be Plaga. Right, Plaga Mincha is 1 hour and a quarter before the Shkia. Right? That's half a Mincha. Nichatan is 2.5 hours. So what's the 10th hour? It's the 10th hour. I don't think it's a particular... There's a time in terms of Kavanah and things, but I don't think it's a time as an official time. Yeah, that's it. Not to be confused with the Kavanah's Mantfila, which is 10 o'clock p.m. he holds. Mantfila is always 10, winter, summer, on the clock. That's what he holds.
Mantfila for
a month
or
a month? No, for Shachos. 10 a.m. Do you have until 10 a.m., then you have this Mantfila. He's actually very sharp about people who miss his Mantfila. Very, very sharp.
The
Kamara. What you learn from the biggest tzaddikim, usually they were anyway frail, they couldn't daven, they were davening with tears, and you daven late. Wow, he's fire. Fire words, that's nothing what he says, like he goes on and on. On fire. Chutzpah, davening, what? He's like not, he's not.
Okay, really stupid question then. When I would go to the Chabad Minyan, they'd be starting at 10.
Well, that's not like the Kamana Rebbe, but the Chabad Minyan is a set of 10, do not make this Zman Tefillah, and they disagree with this whole way of looking at things. There's a very big argument between Hasidim and non-Hasidim about how to do mitzvahs. Hasidim believe. A lot of Hasidim. Again, Rabbi Nachman actually did hold you should try to make as much people for sure. But Hasidim hold that you have to be really careful not to lose track of the relaxed feeling of Emunah. Just Hashem's taking care of me, I'm doing my best. And it's not worth it sometimes to be stringent with certain halachas that's going to make you rushing and crazy. Take it easy. I can't begin to tell you how many kids have like fallen away from Judaism because of Zmanim. I have to make this time. If not, you're low life. You're a relax. Take it easy. Don't want to be that one. It's okay. There's a certain big advantage to that. Big advantage. It's a little hard to explain halakhically, especially after Chatzos. It gets even harder. But, you know, you do it, one does one's best. And I'd say, like Rav Kibak would say, he said, the Chassidim would say, you should be early, of course you should, but if you're not early enough, and it's really probably time when you can't daven, he said, but how could you not daven? So you can't not daven. You have to daven. So you have to allow, you just can't do that. There's no such thing. We're not daven. We can't be with that daven. So we're not on the level. So Chabad also did relax. They hold the Chassidim first, and you're not going to learn Chassidim if you do it. The Rebbe famously said, some people daven to eat, and that's certainly true. You can eat before davening, you daven in order to be allowed to eat. So we eat to daven. Now, I know a lot of people are friends from Chabad. I don't know that he eats to daven exactly. He eats before davening, but is davening so much better than someone who doesn't eat before davening? I haven't seen that so much. But okay, just, you know, it's a different mahalakim of how to do things. There certainly are opinions, our ways of looking at it, maybe. And so the prayer will be better, it could be for learning. They're relying on different leniencies because of these points where you're losing something incredibly essential. Especially the Mitzvah Rebbe, Rav Moshe was explaining to the Mitzvah Rebbe, said if you're davening in a way that's building your Emunah, you're fulfilling the Torah commandment, all these kinds, manim and stuff don't apply. I don't care, you have to do it to build your Emunah. Mm-hmm. It's a Chabad Torah. Again, I'm not saying therefore we should or we shouldn't, but there is such a thing in the Cholokan. The Rebbe Pashtus, I would assume that Lord would want us to daven, he said daven is always possible. He must say you don't have a day. It's like 1 p.m. You were davening just now, and your whole day disappeared. You start your Dhamma Sikh, you have a long day, you have hours and hours and hours to be able to use, to make use of. But the main thing is trying to use our time, trying to be productive. It's not something that Chabad still ever said. He said, if you want to get something done, give it to someone who's busy. Because he's going to push and do it. He said, otherwise, the guys need to lay back, just lay back. You guys do, you got to be producing. You do it this way, you do it that way, you do it the other way. It's hard to argue. I mean, it is definitely hard to argue with someone who says, I daven at 10, but I get up at 6 a.m. and I start to learn. After mikvah at 6:30 a.m., and then I sit for 3.5 hours and I learn to prepare for my daven. It's hard to tell them, well, you're not okay. That's not okay. You need to daven. I don't care. It's hard to say that. It's not so usual. I mean, there was a Kutzke Chassid, he would daven at 4 p.m. every day. 4 p.m. But he'd wake up at 12 or 11 p.m. 12 a.m. or 11 p.m., I don't remember. So he would start learning then. He'd finish his learning session, which was like 15 hours or something, like 4. Then he'd have a quick Shabbos, eat a little something for the first time. He was always drinking coffee or tea the whole time, maybe, I'm not even sure. And then he'd have a mincha and then ma'ir. By the time he'd go to sleep and get up 4 hours later at 11 or 12 to start his day. So again, it's hard to argue with that. Like, I understand that it's like, what does man in? You're in trouble, blah, 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 but, and it's true. But the guy who's living 15 hours straight with on fire, and it's just hard to argue with him. He said, that's the only way I'll do this, because I'm prepared for my daven.
You could do that much straight,
and like, I don't know the answer, but when I'll be able to do that much straight, maybe I'll be able to tell you why I can only do it before daven. You know what I mean? It's not even that. Again, that's it. He's hitting something that most people can't even come close to. You meet someone and say, when was the last time you learned 8 hours straight? And it's hard to know.
Yeah.
The Chazanish, some of the Bachas of the Chazanish, how much I learned during Minizmanim. He said, you shouldn't overtax yourself. Minizmanim is time to spend with your family.
Over what?
Overtax yourself. You need to spend time with your family. You need to, you need to relax. So I would say, make sure to learn a full, solid 8 hours is enough for Minizmanim. The Bachas is like, I don't know if I learned 8 hours every day during Minizmanim. I tried. A Bachur does learn 8 hours during Minizmanim. That can't be. That's impossible. So he became a very great person. This person, he said, I went home and I felt so like, I gotta learn. So I was like, okay, Shacharis, you know, after davening, I say I learn 4 straight hours. And then Meir, you know, before, after Mincha, Meir, whatever, also 4 hours. He got his 8 hours. I must do it. If he told me, I must do it. But the Chassid's like, what, during this Zman? You only get 8 hours? I mean, we're talking 15 hours. It's like not, that's pretty good. It's like not, it's not going to be easy to find someone like that. It's also the Kleisenbergers, you know, he said, if you learn 15 hours, what is that? Or even 18, so if you learn 18 hours, if you're not a good head, you can probably become a God of Yisrael. You can really get there. Just spend only 18 hours. A day is enough. You're not to spend more. How many hours? Wow! How do you do this? How do you have to get on the rail, latch on to his mahalach, the mifla shas, learn the choshen mishpah, learn the tzayis, learn whatever. You're really getting somewhere. You're pounding it through. He's fire. He said, "You want to do something for me?" In his will, do 3 daf a day, at least 3 daf a day. That's what you could do for me. Like fire till the end. Yeah, again, everyone according to his level is one. There's an aspect of yearning, trying, wanting. It's also very, very good.
You mentioned Kalim earlier. You mentioned Kalim earlier. If someone wants to build up and push and extend themselves beyond their norm and try to build, you know, and mark their learning state, what's the best way to build Kalim for that? So that someone can burn out?
I think it's just the feeling the joy of the Torah. When you feel the joy of the Torah, you can't burn out.
The joy.
When you feel joy in learning, you can't do it. Yeah. So if Nelson says his way, how do you do it? He says, well, what you do is you have to connect to the Or of the Torah because the letters ran away. So how do I connect to the Or of the Torah, right? We know it's Tammuz is Zichru Toras Moshe. So how do I connect? Zichru Toras Moshe is Tammuz without the Vav. Because the Luchas were 6x6. Six. Vav represents the Luchas. Luchas were broken. The letters ran away. The Luchas were broken. How do we fix that? He said, you have to get the light of the Torah. He said, how do you do that? He said, you sing. Sing to Hashem. So that's why Tehillim is 5 books, the Torah, because you sing to Hashem and then connect and reconnect. You see the light. Sing a holy song. That's why you're Nigi, you love the Nigi. You enjoy learning. You kids are. You enjoy learning. Connect to the Asami Nigina. That's the best way. When you do it, then it's ready to fight the Torah. He said, no, now you can't learn. Not now. Tomorrow, later. Not now. You say, no, now. That's a big fight. It's a very hard fight to win.
That's what he
says. He said that gets that learning. That reignites me. Forges the connection. Right? That's
it. Learning.
So I'm to Hashem. You can also, of course. My uncle told about a certain janitor in Camp Morris, you know, some janitor walked in, he saw this, you know, one of the big masters who was singing the whole day, was learning. He said, that guy just sings the whole darn day, you know, like, all this guy does, sing the whole day. You know, singing, like, larking around, happy singing all day. Like, so, you know, he realized he's learning and enjoying, like, that's the best way, so really the best way. But you realize how much I'm learning, how much I'm doing. I have to push myself more than my level.
He helps get through the hard part, but he is tough and still he's seen through it. That's what I think. Yeah, it's just stuck there now. Yep. He has a sleep. There's a sleep. He holds, because it says when you sleep a certain amount.
The taste there. He holds, I think, the sheet. There's a sheet that it's 6 minutes or something. He holds that sheet there. Wow. Maybe 6. So it off around. I don't know which. What, 3 minutes? Very little time. 10, like half. I don't think he holds a half hour. I think it's like 3. I'm not exactly sure. He has a mahav that he can rely on 10 minutes or something like that, I think. And he has somebody every 9 minutes. Wake up, Rebbe. You shouldn't feel the time misa. He wakes up. Goes back to bed. For years. So don't ask me what this means. I don't know.
Wow.
They say he once was walking down the street and just slept. They woke him up. And eventually he slept through it when he woke up. And he said, well, I say this thing, you can't sleep for 3 days. I mean, that was everyone no matter what. Yeah, that's not, there's no exceptions to that. Yeah, he was 7 to 2 hours and goodbye. You know. So yeah, I don't know. These people are holding places. I don't understand how they get there. I just know that he's a very... He's a big song bias person. I wish I could tell you. Does the floors.
How do you do the floors?
I have friend who did a speak to him. Got an important Indian. So he went to talk to him, and he said he had his sisters behind his shirt and like a sponge stick in his hand. He's doing the. He said, wait a minute, I need to ask my wife if it's dry enough for you to come in. So he said, can they come in? So she said, sure. So he took his sisters after him. What do you need advice for? I'll tell you, you gave him great advice as usual. He's like, no, you know, put them up on the side. Please do it. Come talk to you. It's not a. He's a big soul bodies person. That's his whole thing. Yeah, I guess we'll finish tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll do the question.